The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. A preview of the grain markets for 2026. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Well, 2025 was a year of volatility for the corn and soybean markets, but how are things looking for this new year?
2026 starting to look a little bit better for us.
And that's Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. He says the grain markets could be impacted in the new year by what happens with some of the outside markets.
Gold and silver finished with their best years that they've had since 1979. We have seen corn, soybeans, and wheat thrown into baskets when you have the managed money crowd show up. If they start to sell off the precious metals, you do tend to see corn and soybeans back off. To see some of this buying come back into gold and silver would not be a surprise.
He says the downward trading spiral of the U.S. dollar could also impact the markets in 2026.
Going to finish with the worst year it's had since 2017. To see a little bit of weakness in the dollar to start out the year wouldn't be a surprise either. And that is also beneficial for U.S. commodities, particularly from the export sales side.
Setzer adds that the upcoming corn and soybean harvest in South America will also factor into U.S. grain prices this year.
Brazil producing another very, very large soybean crop. As we start to get into December, though, weather starts turning a little bit more negative for production in Argentina. A lot of weather watchers keeping an eye on the developing La Nina could lead to some significant crop loss, as there are already areas that have went 4 weeks without meaningful precipitation.
Check out the full conversation with Carl Setzer. It's at HoosierAgToday.com.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Hi, I'm Darcy Lipsky from Sanilac County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Early morning cloud cover and moisture moving off to the east very, very quickly. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Quick Michigan update for you. Overall, we are going to be seeing clouds give way to sunshine this afternoon, and warmer air is here. The moisture that was in over the state earlier today is riding a warm front through the Great Lakes region. Now, I do think there's a minor low that wants to get trapped underneath and in this warm air sector that works through overnight tonight into early tomorrow morning and midday. It's probably going to give us decent chances of light rain across lower Michigan, a few hundreds to maybe half an inch, with coverage at around 60% of lower Michigan. We're also going to be seeing the cloud cover limit temperatures just a little bit. So Tuesday, not necessarily so nice, but we get back to warm air surging right in for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week, well above normal temperatures in that window. We also see another area of precipitation coming in overnight Thursday night into Friday. Rains anywhere from a quarter to one full inch can be seen across the state. We follow that up with a secondary batch of moisture for Saturday morning and midday. Rain that may end as wet snow. Could see another quarter to three quarters of an inch of liquid equivalent there before snow starts to pile up in the UP and northern Michigan overnight Saturday night into Sunday. Strong cold air advection for early next week, Sunday, Monday. That also can trigger some lake effect here and there. We'll keep an eye on that. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
It takes focus, dedication, and vision to run a farming operation. Those are also the qualities we at Michigan Ag Today have in bringing you the information you need every day. With the largest broadcast team in the state, we have the resources to cover Michigan agriculture. That's why we are the most listened to and most trusted media source in Michigan. We are Michigan Ag Today, heard daily on this station.
As we look back at how the grain markets did on Friday, the very first trading day of 2026, we check in now with Andy Eubank and with Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. They spoke during the middle of trade Friday afternoon.
We ring in a new year, but unfortunately, the trend seems to be continuing with lower markets, and we're at 2.5 month lows in soybeans as we go lower in corn, beans, and wheat to start the year. Brian, not a real pretty picture at the moment.
Thanks for having me, Andy. First, I'd like to wish all your listeners a happy new year here. And markets are weaker. We're seeing the soybean market under pressure from really good growing conditions in South America. It looks like nearly ideal finishing for the growing season in Brazil. And Brazil has actually started just a tiny bit of harvest, but that'll accelerate here later in January and really pick up in February. And at the moment, certainly most are penciling in record soybean production in Brazil. And those exports will begin later here in January and really pick up in February and accelerate quite a bit then in March and April. And I think that the U.S. window of opportunity in the export market is closing as that anticipation builds of those bushels entering the world pipeline.
Once again, Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. Settlements from Friday, March corn dropping 2.75 at 437.5. May corn also 2.75 lower at 445.5. March soybeans down 1.75 to 1045.75. May beans 2.5 lower at 1058.5. And March wheat down 0.5 to 506.5. February live cattle, though, sharply higher Friday, climbing $4.40 to $2.36 even, but February lean hogs dropping $1 to $84.10. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.